I will now call to order the Thursday, March 21st, 2024 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Commissioner Carroll, may we have a roll call?
Commissioner McMahon?
Present.
I'm here. Commissioner Galway Jones?
Here.
Commissioner Placer?
Here.
Commissioner Ford?
Here.
Commissioner Wilson?
Here.
Commissioner Lowe?
Here.
Commissioner Stanton?
Here.
Commissioner Dunn? We have eight. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Are there any changes to the agenda, Mr. Zinner?
No, there are not, ma'am.
Move to approve.
Second.
Approval was moved by Commissioner McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Stanton. Could I get a thumbs up approval of the agenda, please? Thank you. We've all received a copy of the March 7th, 2024 regular meeting minutes. Are there any changes or adjustments to the minutes?
Move to approve.
Second.
Approval was moved by Commissioner McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Stanton. Could I get a thumbs up approval of the minutes? Thank you. Unanimous. Excellent. Moving to our first case for the evening, case number 105-2024, a request by Engineering Surveys and Services on behalf of Burrell, Inc., seeking to remove approval to rezone a 1.03-acre property addressed 107 East Texas Avenue from MOF to PD Plan Development, and revision of the existing Phoenix House CP development plan and associated statement of intent governing the use of the property addressed at 90 East Leslie Lane. The CP plan revision expands its acreage to incorporate 107 East Texas Avenue, and the statement of intent is revised to meet the current UDC regulatory standards. The revision or the revised CP plan will be known as Phoenix House PD development plan and would permit the development of the site with an additional 7,500 square foot building. The 4.88-acre subject site is located south of the intersection at Newton Drive and East Leslie Lane and includes the addresses 90 East Leslie Lane and 107 East Texas Avenue. May we please have a staff report?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. To start off, staff did send public notice out in the form of early notification postcards on February 21st. We sent out property owner letters on March 4th, and an advertisement was placed in the Columbia Tribune on March 5th. Here you have an aerial view of the property, just to give you some visual context of the surrounding properties. You have East Texas Avenue to the south, and East Leslie Lane to the north of the site. You have I-70 highway as well to the further south of the site. Bit of background about the project. The current use on the site is designated as a residential care facility as well as office land use, both medical and general. Along with this case, there is a concurrent final minor plat that is taking place in order to consolidate both lots. One of the lots is highlighted in red, which is currently unplatted, as well as a vacation easement as well that is plan to vacate the utility easement abutting the common lot line between the two properties. The northern property to the north, to the top of the graphic, as you can see, is addressed as 90 Leslie Lane. It's currently zoned PD, which is the planned development district, and is currently platted. The southwest property, which is highlighted in red, is addressed as 107 Texas Avenue, which is currently zoned MOF, which is mixed-use office. This property is currently unplatted, so this will have to go through a Planning and Zoning Commission approval before the City Council in order to gain legal lot status. Surrounding zoning around the site is R1, one family dwelling, and R2 to the north and west of the platted property. You have MOF to the west of the unplatted property. We have MC to the east of both properties. And we have MN to the south of both properties across Texas Avenue. The applicant did approach staff in January of 2024 in order to have a concept review about the potential development of both properties. The consolidation of both lots was discussed, as well as the expansion of the existing facility. Our staff did identify that this would require a major PD amendment in order to allow the construction of the expansion. Screening and buffering was discussed as well in regards to the R1 and R2 zoning to the west. There are several existing trees on the site along this adjacent lot line with the R1 district, which does provide some natural screening, but staff did mention that consultation with the city arborist would be required in order to determine the level of screening required. A bit of brief history about the site. This property was approved for rezoning to the CP district along with the Phoenix House CP development plan back in 2004. This was followed by 4 minor PD revisions, which saw the expansion of the facility with an 1,800 square foot building, along with a 400 square foot shed and sidewalks between the buildings as well as seen on the site. The revised SOI that's been proposed is proposing to update the permitted uses, amend the signage and maximum GFA of the site, which we will get into later. Moving on to the discussion phase, the 7,500 square foot building expansion will get street access from Texas Avenue, as you can see on the graphic on your left. The square highlighted in red is the proposed location of the expansion, and the red circle you see at the bottom is the proposed location for the freestanding sign. The PD plan will be known as Phoenix House PD Development Plan, as mentioned. This amendment would also require the rezoning of the unplatted property to the PD district. The revised statement of intent will cover the required signage on the site along with the usage. I will mention that the previously approved statement of intent did include uses that are equivalent to the uses provided in the submitted SOI. The reason for this is that the March 2017 adoption of the UDC gave out terms that were way different to the uses provided in the previously approved statement of intent. This PD plan will also serve as the revised preliminary plat for the site. After consultation with the city arborist, it was determined that a 10-foot landscape buffer was to be located along the western property line in order to provide sufficient screening. Statement of intent revision covers the updated permitted use terms. The proposed terms include the permitted use terms include terms that are updated from the previously approved statement of intent. Along with the statement of intent is the proposal of an additional freestanding monument sign on Texas Avenue, as shown on the bottom of the site plan. An increase in the maximum GFA to 45,000 square feet has been proposed as well. The previously approved statement of intent limits this restriction to 34,000 square feet. However, the proposed expansion would increase the total GFA to 41,500 square feet. So in order to accommodate this expansion and future development, the proposed statement of intent is proposing to increase this maximum to 45,000 square feet. Moving on to the parking, a residential care facility with 20 beds is being used on the site. This would require 4 parking spaces. There's 16,610 square feet of medical office, which would require 83 parking spaces. There's 4,749 square feet of general office, which would require 16 parking spaces. In total, this would require 103 total parking spaces, in which the applicant has provided 110 along with 12 bicycle spaces, which is compliant with the UDC. In conclusion, staff finds that the revised PD plan is compliant with the UDC, and the revised SOI is required in order to allow for the building expansion with the increase in GFA the increased signage requirement, as well as the updated terms for the permitted use table. Screening and buffering adjacent to the residential district is considered sufficient, given that 10-foot landscape buffer has been provided on the landscape plan, along with the natural screening provided by the existing trees. A staff's recommendation would be to approve the requested rezoning, revised PD plan, and revised statement of intent. With that, I'll be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we go to questions for staff, if any of my fellow commissioners have had contact with parties to this case outside of a public hearing, please disclose so now. Seeing none, questions for staff. Commissioner McMahon.
Thank you. Mr. Ahmed, I'm supportive of this. Maybe this might be Mr. Zenner's question. It's a lot of parking. I know it meets the, we hit the metrics, and maybe this is a discussion better held another time to see if we're actually, you know, we're approving these, we've allowed these, are we actually needing all that parking? That's a lot of asphalt.
I would not disagree with you. I think the evolution of the code actually has reduced the required parking.
I understand that, but every time I see one of these, I'm like, man, that's a lot of parking.
And I'll let the representatives for Burrell speak to the fact of what their client base brings to the site itself. The medical component of this actually, which was we clarified the land use mixture in the building before the preparation of the report, and quite honestly, the medical component, what is defined as medical within the building, was actually a little bit greater than what I think we had anticipated. And that is what's driving the parking because of that 100 to 200.
I see the 83. Yeah.
So at this juncture, the expansion of that parking is really to the rear. I think at the time, given that they are asking for additional square footage, the building improvements proposed as shown on this plan are roughly 40, just a little bit over 41,000 square feet. At the time that they come with an additional square footage expansion, if they do desire, I think at that point we may recommend that a waiver of additional parking be sought, such that we don't continue to pave more of the property over as we expand. You're not really, the expansion is really at the southern portion of the site. All of the existing parking is there, and it exists.
Now, I appreciate just as we go forward, I'm still deeply concerned about stormwater, and I think that'd be great when we do expand further. And we might need to, it's not, these folks are fine. They're doing what they're required to do. Look at where you really using all that. I won't take any more time of this. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Any other questions for staff? Seeing none, we'll now open public hearing. Please come forward. 6 minutes for groups and the applicant, 3 minutes for everyone else. Please state your name and address for the record. And you may have to move the microphone up a little bit for us to be able to hear you properly. Thank you.
My name is Matthew Creedy. I'm with Engineering Surveys and Services, offices at 1113 Fay Street here in Columbia, and civil engineer for the project. So, not to rehash too many things, but again, I want to talk a little about the history of the site. There's been multiple revisions along the way, specifically what we're asking for in the rezoning. Again, just make sure this is all clear, and then you know what the revisions are in the PD plan. So, you know, first off, you know, it was 2004 when this was originally approved, and since then there's been a few minor revisions. But tonight, you know, we're not asking for a change in use. We're not asking for anything to be different in what we're doing. We're asking, you know, ultimately for something that's going to be an expansion. But we're modernizing the standards, so I just want to make sure that's clear in all of this. So the minor revisions that occurred was a small outdoor building, the addition, and I'll show you that on the plan here in a moment, that actually is going to be demolished for this new one, a trail, and some other little minor changes. So from a rezoning standpoint, we have this existing lot, well, I guess unplatted lot, that's there along Texas Avenue that's highlighted in the red. Again, that is all that's being rezoned. Currently, it's, you know, office. so going into a planned district to get all this unified into one district, one zoning category. And again, as I mentioned, the statement of intent back in 2004 doesn't resemble anything of the current UDC. So they're really bringing this into the current standards and bringing the site up in much of the same way to those current standards. Which includes parking, by the way, too, as it does actually reduce the amount of parking needed. So again, the addition, you can see highlighted in red there, 7,500 square foot addition. That does remove one of an addition that's, I think, about 1,500, 1,800 square feet. The blue highlighted, there's some additional parking. There's actually a separate entrance to this part of the facility, so it kind of needs its own little standalone parking. But most off, this is fire department access. That part of the building really was removed from any access previously. And so getting that drive in there and that pavement in there is really get in there and circulate the fire trucks. That's the main thing, you know, and any other emergency vehicles. And again, you know, UDC updates. So like the buffer strip you see there, you know, that wasn't there. That wasn't on the old plan. That's actually being added. There are quite a few trees in there, a lot of smaller trees, a few larger trees. The idea is to come through there, supplement those trees, get some shrubs in there, and really get what's a current buffer in place. And otherwise, I'd be happy to answer any questions you all may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the speaker? Commissioner Ford?
Is there any future development to the southeast of that park or southwest of that parking lot?
No. And be clear, I mean, if there's something ever happens there, we're going to come back and visit you. And as of right now, you can see there's a little bit of play in the statement of intent to what's shown on the plan, so we can do a little minor changes. But anything significantly different than this, we're coming back to visit you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Seeing none.
All right.
Thank you very much. Anyone else to speak on this case, please come forward. Seeing none, we will close public hearing and go to commissioner comments. Any commissioner comments on the case?
I like it.
Thank you, Commissioner Ford. Anyone want to make a motion? Commissioner McMahon?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Before I make the motion, the need for this facility and the expansion are totally fine with me. I just wanted to address this parking issue and some of us stress other issues. Anyway, in the matter of case 1052024, major PD amendment, I move to approve.
Second.
Approval was moved by Commissioner McMahon and seconded by Commissioner Stanton. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Commissioner Carroll, when you're ready, may we have a roll call?
Commissioner McMahon.
Aye.
My vote is yes. Commissioner Galway Jones.
Yes.
Commissioner Placer.
Yes.
Commissioner Ford.
Yes.
Commissioner Wilson.
Yes.
Commissioner Lowe.
Yes.
Commissioner Stanton.
Yes.
We have 8 to approve. The motion carries.
Thank you. That recommendation will be forwarded to City Council. Moving on. Case number 103-2024, a request by Engineering Surveys and Services on behalf of Burrell Inc. to consolidate two existing lots into a single one-lot final minor plat to be known as the H.E. Johnson Subdivision Plat 2. Of the two lots, 90 East Leslie Lane is zoned PD and 107 East Texas Avenue is currently zoned multi-use office, but we just heard that case. The applicant has submitted a concurrent request, which we just heard, to rezone 107 East Texas Avenue to PD and amend the PD plan governing 90 East Leslie Lane such that it includes the East Texas Avenue property. The revised PD plan serves as a revised preliminary plat for the overall 4.88-acre subject site. The subject site is located south of the intersection at Newton Drive and East Leslie Lane and includes the addresses 90 East Leslie Lane and 107 East Texas Avenue. May we please have a staff report?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. As with the last case, we did send public notice in the form of early notification postcards on February 21st. A bit of background, there isn't too much to explain. As mentioned, this is a one-lot final minor plat consolidating two lots to be known as H.E. Johnson Subdivision Plat 2. Moving on to the discussion phase, Major PD amendment seeks to rezone both properties to PD, as we talked about, in order to expand the facility southwards with access from Texas Avenue. The appropriate right-of-way has already been dedicated on the site, so no additional right-of-way dedication is required at this time. As required, a standard 10-foot utility easement has been dedicated on both frontages on Texas Avenue and East Leslie Lane. A stormwater access easement is located towards the northwest of the site, as you can see on the site plan on the slide to your left. In conclusion, staff finds that the plat is compliant with the UDC and that consolidating both lots is justifiable in order to have one unified property for future development. Our staff's recommendation would be to approve the proposed final minor plat to be known as H.E. Johnson Subdivision Plat 2. With that, I'll be happy to take any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we go to questions for staff, if any of my fellow commissioners have had any contact with parties to this case outside of a public hearing, please disclose so now. Seeing none, any questions for staff on this case? Seeing none, we will open the floor to public hearing. Anyone to speak on this case?
Fred Carose, offices at 1113 Fay Street, Engineering Surveys and Services, here to answer any questions if you have any.
Any questions for the speaker? Thank you for your brevity. Anyone else to speak on this case? Seeing none, are there any, we'll close public hearing. Are there any commissioner comments? Commissioner McMahon.
I have a motion. In the matter of case 1032024, 90 East Leslie Lane, final minor plat, I move to approve.
Second.
Approval has been moved by Commissioner McMahon and seconded by Commissioner Ford. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Commissioner Carroll, when you're ready, may we have a roll call?
Commissioner McMahon?
Aye.
My vote is yes. Commissioner Galway Jones?
Yes.
Commissioner Placer?
Yes.
Commissioner Ford?
Yes.
Commissioner Wilson?
Yes.
Commissioner Lowe?
Yes.
Commissioner Stanton?
Yes.
We have 8 votes to approve. The motion carries.
Thank you. That recommendation will be forwarded to City Council. That ends our caseload for the night. Are there any general public comments for the commission? If so, please come forward now. Come on. Yeah. Oh, please come forward to the...
I live at 23 East Leslie Lane, right on the corner of Newton Drive.
And what is your name, ma'am?
I have no objections to what you're proposing, but I have some very serious concerns. When they built the first building, I'm sorry.
Can you pull the microphone down?
Yeah.
There we go.
When they built the first building, I noticed about the stormwater, which direction it comes, right towards my house, and something happened. I don't know what it was, but tons of water came over across the street from that their whatever their pipes were, through my pipe, completely flooded my whole basement. I had to redo it. It was, you know, the little apartment down there. I had to redo it. I took every kind of argument to everybody I could think, and I never got any kind of compensation for it. I had to pay for the water, you know, everything. So I'm worried about more building over there and more water pipes and things like that. I don't want that to happen again. So that's my concern. I don't have a problem with, you know, what you're proposing. We've never had any problem with the people, the building, or anything, but that might be a problem. So I wanted to make sure that somebody could look into that to make sure that all of that doesn't come over all the way to my house. And I have a little creek there, you know, that runs a ditch, drainage ditch, and it's supposed to, you know, but when you're overflowing the drainage ditch, it's got to come somewhere, and it came straight to my basement. So I won't say anything else, but I...
Thank you very much. No. And I see people are paying attention, so maybe before you go, you should exchange information with the folks here tonight. And also, would you state your name for the record?
My name?
Yes.
Yeah, Judith Marsden.
Thank you very much, and thank you for coming tonight. Appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Commissioner Ford and then Commissioner Stanton.
Go ahead.
Or Commissioner Stanton and
then
Commissioner?
Those two gentlemen that got up to speak, don't let them leave without getting a car from them. That guy and that guy right there. Make sure you get their name and number and business card. And
Commissioner Ford.
Do you remember when this happened? Ma'am? Do you remember what year that was?
I'm sorry?
What year the flood was?
Oh, gosh. Whenever they built that very first building. I don't know what building, what year that was.
You think it might be a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20?
Well, I've lived there since 1996.
Okay.
So nobody knows when that other building was built. He probably may know.
04. I heard in the crowd 04. So it was after 04, 2004. In the last 20 years, but what about in the last 5 years, 10 years?
Yeah, is I it haven't flooded? Had any problems since then.
Okay.
But except the only problem I have is, you know, when it has a lot of storm and those storm ditches, you know, on the road, it comes from their storm thing over to my storm thing. So far, it hasn't caused a problem. It goes on down that drainage ditch, but I don't think we've ever had a storm quite like we had that other time. But so far the basement is okay. I had to have two sump pumps put in, to get, you know, because of all the water.
I would ask those guys if they would pay for a camera inspection before they start building for you.
I couldn't.
Can send a camera down that pipe. I would ask the developers after this meeting.
A camera?
Yes, ma'am. A camera on a cord. Ask those guys to pay for it, see what's going on.
I'm not sure if I'm understanding what he's asking me.
He's saying that they can make sure that the pipes not collapse so have a problem again.
Okay, yeah. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions? Good? Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. And thank you for coming tonight. Are there any other general public comments for the commission? Seeing none. Staff comments.
Yes, next meeting will be April 4. We have a regularly scheduled work session that will start at 5:30. We will be continuing our discussion as it relates to lot integration, and we'll provide you information as it relates to new specific standard, criteria that you can start considering with that agenda, as well as updating some of our dimensional standards that we talked about this evening. You have a number of cases that will be on the April 4th agenda. There are three. We have a rezoning request off of Westfall Drive from MC to IG. We have a street renaming. This is not something that you often see because the only time they come to you is when we do not have 100% support in the renaming of a street. We are looking at renaming existing Nick Court, which is to the west of Matora Plat 4, which is a subdivision north of Rhea Street and north of Fire Station Number 5 off of Ballinger Lane. That new subdivision, Matora Plat 4, actually is proposing to connect what is today Nick Court all the way out to Ballinger, and the road is proposed to be renamed Nick Street. Not all of the adjoining property owners along the portion of Nick Court agreed to that street name change. And as a result, pursuant to our street name change procedures, we must hold a public hearing. Just to make sure that we are clear, the preliminary plat for this particular property has been previously approved, and the final plat is pending council approval based on the street name change. So we will provide you a little bit more of the context and the background when we have our meeting on the 4th. And then the last item on the agenda is what one would hopefully have not seen so quickly. We have a UDC text change as it relates to our short-term rental ordinance. And this is to provide clarity as it relates to the amendment that council made on February 5th when it expanded the total number of available rental nights for investor-owned properties from the originally proposed 120 to 210. In the process of making that change, it was not clearly understood that we, in essence, with that change, and an investment property, as you recall, did not get changed. It still requires a conditional use. But in making the change to increase the total number of days for an investor would have the opportunity to have more rental nights annually than the long-term resident. So what this amendment will do is to indicate that a long-term resident desiring to have more than 120 nights in Tier 2 would be required to seek a conditional use very similar to that would be required for the investment-owned property. We also have a couple of other minor technical changes to Tier 2 and Tier 3 definitions in order to address some of the changes created by that date change. So those are relatively minor, but we're trying to get these amendments processed in advance of the June 5th effective date of the ordinance and introduction of the revisions to Article or Chapters 13, 26, and Chapter 22 of the code. So that is all the change that we will hopefully see for a while for our short-term rental ordinance until we've done our analysis after 12 months of enforcement. So we know where our properties are here. Our Westfall Drive property is here at the intersection of Hereford and Westfall. And then on the right-hand side of the graphic that you see, that is existing Nick Court. The vacant property immediately to the east of that going towards Ballinger, that is the Matora Plat 4 subdivision. And the extension of Nick Court would traverse that vacant land and would basically be Nick Street within Matora 4. We can't have a court that intersects a street and still retain the court name, so that is hence why we are seeking to have the name change. The address numbers will stay the same, but the name itself would be varied. That is all we have on the agenda for April 4, and why I have March 1st here as the commissioner comments, I'm not quite sure. Just must have deleted the two. So with that, thank you very much for your attention this evening and for your comments during work session. Extremely helpful for staff. We will produce some of the changes that we have been requested to do and look forward to our continuing discussion.
Thank you very much. Are there any commissioner comments before we go? Commissioner McMahon?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn was made by Commissioner McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Lowe. Without objection, we stand adjourned.